Moncrief on News Talk.
It's an old and romantic idea. Put a message in a bottle, throw it into the sea and wait for a reply. Most of the time, of course, there isn't one. Niamh O'Reilly and her two children were well aware of this when they released a bottle into the wild, but they started to get replies. Niamh, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Now, given that you're now an experienced person at this kind of thing, people will be wondering how you did it. What kind of bottle did you use and how did you seal it?
Those are really important questions, and these are top tips I would give to other people if they're thinking of doing a message in a bottle. So I had sort of a very small glass bottle, like the type that you would get maybe snazzy apple juice in, and it had kind of a closer on the top where you pull down a little metal thing on the top, so it was a really tight seal.
And then
what I did was when my sons wrote the note, we put it in a very small Ziploc bag. So the note was protected if water got into the bottle, or that was the intention.
Okay, that's very, because I imagine that, yeah, because people might be thinking, well, I downed a bottle of brandy last night, I'll use that one. But probably the bigger there is, more of a...
I think it's very important, actually, the type of bottle you use, because I don't think a plastic one would cut it. And I think if you use a huge one, again, as you say, that might be more of a chance of smashing. So I think kind of like a thicker, small glass bottle and the lid on it is actually really important, and use a Ziploc bag.
And so the message that you put inside the bottle, what did that consist of?
So I let my two kids kind of take the lead on that. They're 5 and 8. So in his best hand, my 8-year-old did a very simple note. We didn't want to give too much details. We just said, that he was 8, his brother was 5, that we live in County Wicklow in Ireland. This is our message in a bottle. If you find it, please send us an email. And I set up a brand new email address that nobody knows, and I haven't given it to anybody. And we put that in the note and put it in the bag and put it in the bottle.
Okay, so how long was it? Like when you put it in the sea, do you have to really hurl it out there? Or, I suppose location might be important to get it to go out to sea.
Yeah, you see, we didn't really know what we were doing. Like this was, back in January of this year when it was dark and stormy and the sea was pretty rough. So maybe that was helpful. I don't know. Maybe the waves took it. But we hurled it in pretty much as hard as we could. And the kids were hugely excited. But like the cynic in me thought, this is going to smash on the first rock it comes in contact with. A few weeks later, we got a message into the email address, and I knew it had to be something to do with the bottle, because this address doesn't even get spam. Like I haven't given the address to anyone. And someone found it. Now it only washed up a few miles from where we'd thrown it in.
But oh, we were dear.
Really heartened. Yeah, I know. We were really heartened because it was found. It wasn't smashed. And the guy took the time to send a really nice email framed very much, for two young kids. So they were very excited. And crucially, what he did was he said he was going to throw it back in for a second chance, to see how far it could go. So we were really thrilled, really excited. The kids were convinced it was going to go, really far, somewhere tropical.
Yeah.
Again, the cynic in me thought, if it gets to Wales, that would be amazing, but I highly doubt it. So we forgot all about it. Time ticked away until a few weeks ago, and a message pinged into this inbox, and I haven't had a message in it since this guy found the bottle in the first place.
Right.
So I knew this meant news. So opened the email, and it was from a lovely couple in Denmark, and the bottle had made it all the way to a beach in Denmark. And I just could not believe it. Like the odds of that happening. I mean, like it not getting smashed or, smashed on a boat or, fall to the bottom of the sea or picked up as trash. I mean, the odds are just staggering.
Yeah. So it to get to, and where it washed up just north of Copenhagen. So say it would have been kind of late January, would it have been, or February, that the chap in Dublin found it and then threw it in the sea?
Yes.
So that's a good 6 months it took to get to Denmark.
Yeah. But that like, imagine the journey this bottle has taken. Like, we've no idea the twists and turns it took. Did it wash up somewhere else and then get taken back out to sea? We just have no idea. And like, we didn't put any tracking device on it or anything, so we can't say for sure. But it obviously took a very circuitous route. But I mean, of all places, you know, to arrive, a random small little beach in Denmark.
And this, and the people, the couple in Denmark, did they tell you much about themselves?
Yeah, again, like, I think one of the most surprising things about this whole experiment was, okay, the fact that it has survived and made it to where it has made it to, but also how lovely the people who found it have been. So this couple, they're in their 50s, they were at their summer home in this little village in Denmark, out for their swim, found the bottle, took the time to bring it in, open it, send a lovely message for the kids. They put in a screenshot of a map with a pin in it so they could see exactly where the bottle had arrived. And crucially, they also have decided to throw it back into the sea. So this hopefully goes on, and who knows where else it could wash up.
Okay, yeah. Have you kind of investigated what the tides are like between, you know, Wicklow and Denmark, and maybe how it got there?
Yeah, like what we did was, the kids were full of questions, you know, when I broke the news to them, when I said, oh my God, it's arrived in Denmark, and they couldn't believe it. So they had a million questions for me. So what do you do? You go to AI. So I opened like an AI chatbot, and we tried to ask it, you know, how far this journey was, kind of as the crow flies. And I tell you, I think we broke the AI chatbot's brain, because it kept coming back with all these caveats and complexities and telling us, well, there's no direct route and you have to take a ferry and you have to drive and all of this stuff. So in the end, we just said to it, look, how long would it take for a bottle to get from, you know, a beach in Wicklow to this beach in Denmark? And the response from the machine was like, pretty much, you know, the odds are extremely low. They're not zero, but they're extremely improbable. It would be a multi-decade journey at best, and very, very unlikely of actually happening. So, like, the machine could not comprehend that this had happened.
So much for AI.
It's
intriguing to wonder, will it continue to go north, or will it somehow start to go south?
Yes, I know. The lovely people who found it, they said the wind was still coming from the north, and they said when that changed, they would throw it in again. So I think hopefully their hope is maybe it won't go north, because of course the kids immediately said, will it end up in an iceberg, you know, and maybe be frosted a million years later, which is possible.
Hello, I'm a polar bear. I just found your message.
Yeah. Or it might be AI will find it, you know, because it'll have wiped out humans. But yeah, we don't know. We really are hopeful that someone else will find it. We know the odds of it surviving again are probably low, but hey, look, you know, beat the odds so far.
It's a lovely story. Niamh O'Reilly is a freelance journalist. Niamh, thanks a million.
Thanks a mil.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.